This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped. On cessation of firing and military action between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar elaborated that New Delhi had sent a message to Islamabad that only terrorist infrastructure is being targeted and asked the Pak military not to interfere. However, he said Pakistan chose to ignore the advice. Government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. The security clearance for this company had been approved by the BCAS Director General in November 2022. Celebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aerobridges and warehouse services at airports across 9 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. In compliance with a directive from BCAS, Delhi International Airport Limited has formally ended its association with Celebi entities responsible for ground handling and cargo operations at Indira Gandhi International Airport. India remains the fastest-growing large economy according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects mid-year report, Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Pittery, a senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment. The report projects India's growth to rise slightly to 6.4% next year. In contrast, global growth is forecast at just 2.4% in 2025, with trade tensions and policy uncertainty weakening the outlook. India made a strong presence at the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of the Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. The event saw the presence of renowned personalities, including filmmaker and IFFI Festival director Shekhar Kapoor and veteran actor Anupam Kher. On the occasion, Mr. Shekhar Kapoor spoke on the growing influence of India as a creative powerhouse and the role of cinema in fostering global unity. Actor Anupam Kher, in his address, talked about the journey of Indian cinema and his own development in conjunction with the nation's film industry. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced he will not attend the upcoming peace talks with Russia in Istanbul. However, Ukraine will send a delegation led by Defense Minister Rustam Umerov to support efforts toward de-escalation. Speaking in Ankara, President Zelensky reaffirmed Ukraine's commitment to dialogue but expressed doubts about Russia's intentions. India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. Neeraj will be hoping to give his best in Doha as he will have a break after that because of the cancellation of the NC Classic 2025, which he was organizing in association with World Athletics and the Athletics Federation of India in Bengaluru on May 24. So Doha will be his first big meet of the month where he will face top stars. And that is the end of this news bulletin.